Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't have a lot of experience with vampires, but I have hunted werewolves. I shot one once, but by the time I got to it, it had turned back into my neighbor's dog.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Thank you, Dwight.
How bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. I appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Dog, God damn it, they're fags.
What? Stop that. Silly. Very silly indeed.
Right, one more message of the season.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah.
Yay!
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so as presented moments ago, Mike O'Mara, let's look into the magic eight ball.
Now, since you said this, I have been twirling my nervous drumstick. That's what I've been doing since you said this is my future. I'm very concerned about what this is going to be.
Rightly so.
This is a segment we're going to call, Can We Actually Speak to This Guy for 5 minutes.
All right. Very good.
I think you'll find his topic interesting and perhaps a window into the future of Mike.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. I have no idea who it is, and I won't know, obviously, until we get the person on the line.
Guy's name is Chris Harn.
Chris Harn.
He's from Philadelphia.
H-A-R-N.
H-A-R-N-E.
Harn, like Judy Carn.
Mm-hmm. Mike, he lives in a U-Haul box truck.
Oh, okay.
He's converted that into a tiny home.
Now we're talking. So far, you're spot on.
In order to live a simpler life.
That's what I want to do. You know that's what I want to do.
Now, let's welcome a man who lives in a U-Haul truck.
Let me applaud him right there.
And I believe the future for our very own Mike O'Mara. Let's now welcome
Chris. Oh, absolutely. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Chris, you live in a U-Haul.
Yes, I do.
And you've converted it into a home?
That I have.
Do you have all the conveniences of the home?
No, I do not, actually. It's a work in progress, but I am living in it. It's
now,
pretty good.
Chris, you have. Where did you start? Because I know you ended up in Florida, right? You drove your house to Florida, your U-Haul truck.
Yes, that's where I am now.
Where did you start out at, sir?
I started out right outside of Philadelphia in the small town of Kennett Square where I grew up.
I always said that, Philly.
Let me tell you the great thing about having that home or truck home down in Florida. They can never take it away from you.
Now, Mike, why don't you listen to this?
Yes, it is true.
It says on the bio that his home doesn't have a shower or a bathroom, so he bathes at the beach and uses a big plastic bottle when he has to go to the bathroom.
When you say you bathe at the beach, you use the public facilities down at the beach, or do you bathe in the ocean?
No, I use there are beach showers. It's just a cold shower that you push the button, but I find that's more than adequate for me.
And I hear here that you collect condiment packets.
That I also do.
You know, I do have a question. You say that the cold shower is okay. Are you talking about the out-of-doors beach showers?
Yes, I am.
So you really are never able to, how do I say this delicately, give that area down there a really good cleaning, right?
I think you're incorrect about that. You can check those showers out around 2 a.m., and I'll be there naked.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Well.
Good answer, Chris. All right, I didn't know that. You can do it naked. Good. All right.
Well, Chris, yes, you can. It's behind a wall. It's perfectly fine.
All
Everybody
right.
does it.
Here's another question about putting all your stuff in a U-Haul, moving to Florida, and living out of the U-Haul.
Man, I love it.
Do you have a particular spot, or do you have to move from parking lot to parking lot?
You have to move around occasionally. You don't want to get noticed as a person who's just always sitting there. You know that invites harassment.
Right. Now you're down in Key West. Is that where you live?
Yes, it is.
And that's a great place for that kind of activity because they're There are a lot of, I'll use the term in its nicest possible way. There are a lot of vagabonds down in Key West, right?
That there are.
And they're cool vagabonds because the weather is warm, the lifestyle is laid back, and I would imagine you have a lot of people that you commiserate with down there.
I wouldn't use the word commiserate. A lot of people that I hang out with.
Okay, you say commiserate, I say hang out, or vice versa.
Are you happy living? Are you happy living in a U-Haul truck?
I'm very happy. Today was a very good day for me.
What did you do?
I met some new, very wise people.
What did you do today after you woke up? And well, you don't have electricity, right?
That's correct.
So you wake up in your truck. Is the weather obviously the weather's been in the 80s down there, right?
Yes, it has.
Very nice weather.
So what did you do today?
Well, I got up, went to the grocery store.
You said it was a very good day. You said it was a very good day today.
What made it so?
Well, I woke up, went out the door, and it was beautiful outside, and I'm not paying rent.
That's a good start, but you said something today made this day more special than other days.
Oh, I just met some cool people at random today, and that's really good because I don't know many people down here. So meeting friends who I can hang out with is always good.
So now, Chris, when you meet someone, and let's say they say, we should get together sometime, and you give them your phone number, do you say, hey, we should hang out at my place? I'm going to be parked at the Red Lobster tonight. I'm going to be at the Olive Garden tonight.
If they're living in a truck, too, we can meet wherever.
Hey, Chris, do you have a cell phone, obviously?
Yes, I do.
And that's your primary mode of communication. You're a 25-year-old guy. You're a single guy. How's your love life?
My love life is none of your business, but yeah, it's fine.
No, come on now. I mean,
Chris,
are you a decent-looking kid?
Can you?
I'm more than decent-looking. I'm very handsome, actually.
I guess the question is, is it possible for a man living in a U-Haul truck to get laid?
In Key West, absolutely, it is possible for anybody to get laid. And not even just by anybody, but yeah.
There they are. They're coming to get you.
That is not a worry.
They're coming to get you, Chris. They're going to take you away. Chris, now listen, you have the cell phone. That costs money. Gasoline for your home, that costs money. You obviously have to make a little living, so you're not paying rent. What do you do to make ends meet?
There you go.
I'm actually a pedicab driver down here. I have a fare sitting and waiting for me right now as we speak.
a pedicab? What is that?
That is a bicycle taxi.
A bicycle taxi?
A rickshaw.
Yeah. Oh, you make a lot of money down there doing that.
Well, then, listen, Chris, my friend Mike, my best buddy Mike, who does the show with me for 22
years. You know how excited I am about
22
this.
22 years. He is getting to the point in life where he may have to live out of a truck.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Would you recommend it for someone like Mike who's lived in a house most of his life?
I wouldn't know. You'd have to want to.
Is it comfortable?
There's a will, there's a way.
Do you have a mattress back there in the U-Haul?
Yes, I do.
Is it a nice mattress?
No, it's not, but it's fine for me.
Let me tell you something.
Is he
Chris.
Worth restarting the music?
Yes, I think so, because first of all, you have tapped into something that I find fascinating. I think that this is a wonderful way to live. I think it's a wonderful way to live. And you know what? I can give you a few tips, even though I'm not living out of the U-Haul. You know what the first thing is?
Sure.
Now you make sure, of course, that everybody that you're out with, they pick up the tab, because you're a pedicab driver and you're not making a tremendous amount of money, but you want to upgrade that mattress. You really do. That's all you need.
Do you have a sheet on the mattress?
It's actually a fold-out futon thing.
See, that's crap. Get yourself.
Mikey lives in a truck.
There's no reason not to get a decent mattress. They have mattress sales all the time, and you need. I would assume you need a double. You don't need a queen or a king. You need a double.
Fit a single.
I'm a man who knows his mattresses.
Mm-hmm. And I think you'd have a great time. You know, but you're 25, so I guess maybe it's not the kind of priority. I'd want a Tempur-Pedic.
Hey, son, I have to ask you something, and I say that only with love. I have a son myself who's 23 years old, and I would probably take him out back and put him on a rocket to Mars if he did what you're doing. May I ask, how proud are your parents of you?
My parents love me. They're very proud of me, but they think my ideas are completely outlandish.
Now, you don't sound like you're, you're on drugs or anything. Do you do a lot of drugs there, Chris, or do you drink?
Only off the clock.
That sounds so off, man.
But isn't it true with this? Are you on the drugs?
Are you on the...
Are you smoking pot? Chris,
I smoke weed. I drink in moderation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
I'm
you
not
drink,
a pothead. I'm not a drunk.
You're not a drug addict, and you're
I
not a pothead.
I smoke plenty, and I drink plenty.
But right. isn't weed great?
Absolutely it is.
Rob, now, this is not the time for
I know,
your
I know. That wasn't the question I wanted to bring up.
With your agenda.
My question is this. You said your parents think your ideas are outlandish. Do you have any other outlandish ideas that disappoint your parents other than living in a truck?
None that disappoint them, no, not at all. They're just worried about me and their parents.
You know what it says here? It says you haven't brought a girl back yet to your home. You haven't brought a girl back to the truck. I would think that would be like at closing time. What is it, 4 a.m. down in Key West? That would be that'd be a wonderful time to...
I'd like to go to my place. I'm parked right out front.
Yeah. I mean, is it... Yeah, what's going on?
I had my options, but, like, honestly, I'm a man with, like, a little bit of class, you know? So I'm not just going to, like, take anybody, like, back to the truck, you know? Like, I'm not, like, desperate, so...
You're a man with a little bit of class.
Oh, a lot of class.
Well, say, like, would it be the third or fourth date you'd bring her back?
No, it's not like that. I'm just going to pick the right girl, you know? Like, I'm not going to, like, pick, like, the drunkest, like, Gucci on the street or something and just, like, be like, hurry.
You have class.
You have standards.
I don't play the phony slick bar game.
Right.
So that hurts me, you know, because the phony slick bar game is going to get you laid down here pretty well. So, yeah, the conversation's nice.
Do you have a regular somebody that you're seeing down there in Key West?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So you don't play the games. But, I mean, I think this would be a hell of a conversation starter.
I had two other questions for you.
All right.
Do you think the Patriots will go undefeated? Well, yeah, you can't watch the games. And, son, what are you doing for the holidays?
Good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. I'm actually working because you can make a very serious bank on the holidays.
So you'll be driving
so
your...
So many people here.
You'll be driving your pedicab?
I'll be in the pedicab on Christmas, on New Year's.
Are you going to get, like, a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree and put it in the back of your U-Haul?
I thought about it, but I don't think I'm going to go that route. No.
What's the best meal you ever prepared in your U-Haul?
I like the 7-minute Lipton meals.
Yeah. The cup of noodles?
Yeah, well, it's a big step up from cup of noodles. It's, you know, like teriyaki rice. You can add any of your own stuff to it, you know, anything you want.
How do you heat that stuff up, Chris?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I have a Coleman number 533 camp stove.
Yeah.
Cool.
Boy, be careful with that. You know, it's the fire season. You know that.
Well, yeah, I put it on the end of the truck with the door open. It's fine.
Right.
All right, dude. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. We wish you good luck and know that there's someone in this room.
Yes, it's me.
Who is really infatuated with what you're doing.
Well, I think it's great, and you're obviously improving the U-Haul on a daily basis, right?
No, I'm kind of happy with it right now. I mean, I don't have electricity, but then again, I don't have to worry about electricity.
Yeah,
I have a AA camping lantern, just battery-powered. Fun.
He is a more evolved Rob Grippy.
Yeah, I could do it so much better. I could do it so much better.
Chris, thank you for talking
better
to us.
Is what makes you happy.
Absolutely. That's Chris, right. You're doing it the right way. You're
hard,
a young man. You'll
hard
learn.
Hard to believe that a guy living in a truck would have a website. He does. It's chrisharn.com, H-A-R-N-E, and we'll have a link on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Chris, I hope you make a lot of money during the holidays, and good luck with your U-Haul.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Good luck,
bye, dude.
Chris. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
On behalf of your dad.
So many mistakes.
What are you doing?
So many mistakes. No, I have no problem with him doing it.
Mike.
Do it correctly.
Right. Okay. How do you fix it?
Number one, no electricity. Mm-hmm. You have to get a truck that can be converted to electricity. And they have many things now that plug into the cigarette lighter.
And you know,
you can have electricity in there and you can have it easily. You do need a little bit more space.
You know, it'd be a lot easier than that. There's an extension cord.
Extension cord, and you feed off of somebody else's electricity.
And you don't even tell them.
You don't. You have, you know what? Absolutely. Rob, see, that's why you are brilliant, too.
You know
You'd like this. Maybe we could do this together.
Orange extension cord. It's got to be one of the orange
ones. No, you want to go with green because that can sit on somebody's lawn and they won't notice it.
Speaking of orange, I just have to say, I apologize to anyone that wants to bust me for bringing my cigar into the bathroom. The only reason I did... Uh-huh. Is that I waited during that last commercial break.
Hi, everybody.
For 5 minutes to pee.
Yes.
And finally, I banged on the door. Just.
Hold on.
Like, who's in there?
What do you want?
Like, who is in there?
What do you want?
Mike says he's going number two in there.
What do you want? I did not.
plan this.
I got to pee.
I didn't plan this.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I can't come out just yet. Leave me alone.
What did you have for lunch?
I had a chicken salad sandwich.
I walked into
Bagel City.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into the Berlin Wall of fecal.
Yeah, but I sprayed the orange spray. Mm-hmm.
Did no good.
I did a courtesy flush.
Did no good.
I did have to, you know, I did have to sit a while.
Yeah.
It was not it was Bagel City.
Good you know, things
they're
come.
Bagels. They're bagels. They were fresh made bagels too.
Ah. Both boiled then baked.
Yeah, and you know what, cuz normally I have my bagels toasted. And she said, the lady behind the counter, who's Asian, don't know why she's working at Bagel City,
sure.
Said to me, she said, you still want toasted? They fresh from the oven. They are hot.
Oh.
I said, oh, then I don't need to have them toasted.
Oh, that was one hell of a nasty 4 p.m. Yeah, growler you left in there.
And really, I'm all out of sorts. I've been off my points this week, the middle of the week. Ate some Toll House cookies last night. My system is just not right. Do you know what that is for me today?
What?
That's number three today. And not number three
that's
is in number three.
Say.
That's my third visit today.
The third bowel movement
yes,
you had today?
That is my third movement.
You know it'll get you back on track.
Thank you very much. And each one of them, can I be honest with you? Uh-huh. Each one of them has concluded with, you know, we'll be back for more later.
Wow.
It more, doesn't, to, more to come?
More to come. They don't. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
They don't end with, well, that's it. We'll see you midday tomorrow. They
you
end
can
with,
tell that there's
you
more
know,
at the door.
Yeah, you know, I hope you're not going out tonight, Mike, because you're going to have to stop and visit us again.
Company's here.
It's been all day. It's like one big string.
Literally.
It sucks.
Wow.
No, it's terrible.
I think
it really
would be more
is.
Of a rope.
No, that seriously, Dom was knocking on the door, and I had... Because I knew the commercial break was going to be over, I had actually started to think about finishing early. That one right there, just then.
We only have 10 minutes for commercials.
I could have been.
And his shirt never touched his back when he was going in there.
What is it? I went in there, you know, I don't even know the last time we broke, but I could have been in there. I am not exaggerating for this particular time. Mm-hmm. Conservatively, 45 minutes.
Wow.
45. Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, that's a long time.
Like you haven't logged an hour in there before.
Well, that's true. But
wow.
But we're not talking about me. You know what would straighten you up?
What?
A lot of fruitcake.
I'll eat some of it.
Rum fruitcake.
It's good.
Good.
I have to give it the seal of approval.
Isn't it the best?
I think you just did. I think you just did. No, thank you, Rob.
I had a tiny piece last weekend. If that's still floating around in my system.
A lot of nuts in it.
It is.
A lot of nuts.
No, I think that was last night.
Toll House
cookies.
Oh, the cookies last night?
Very rich.
Last
night. Very unusual for
cooked?
Me to eat cookies. No, not, yeah, cooked.
Well, I mean, you know, the batter is good, too.
Some people eat the dough.
Eat the batter.
No, don't you know what Mike does? Mike takes that big, gigantic, like.
Oh, the chub.
The condom mm-hmm. full of the Pillsbury tube. Dough, and he just squeezes it like toothpaste.
I don't have the condom. You know what we have at the house?
What?
We have the tub.
The tub.
We have the tub of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Scoopable tub.
Oh, so yeah.
It's a wonderful product.
I've seen that at Costco, my friend.
No, but Carla stays on her diet and then cooks them for me. She's trying to kill me. That's what she's trying
to do. I think she is.
Yeah, she's trying to kill me. She says, hey, I'll make you some Toll House cookies. I said, well, are you going to have one? Of course not. And she looks at me like that. Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
I will have the salad, and Mike will have the fried Oreos.
It's true. I'm never, ever full.
On the way home, I had Chinese.
It's frustrating. But I'm not quite right today. I mean, I feel good now.
You'll be all right.
But, you know, I could have lingered in there. I could have lingered longer. I really, really could have.
All of this talk, I had to think that I was buying you something today. That happens to go along these lines. I mean, not with bathroom habits.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. No, I'm not kidding. When I was out today shopping, I bought you some dungarees.
You bought me some some denims?
Yeah.
They have patches on the butt?
No. I found them. They're Wranglers.
I don't need you to buy me denim. You're not buying me dungarees for Christmas, are you? Oh, that'll piss me off.
No, they're not. They're not a Christmas gift.
What?
I was in the store today.
Oh, you saw them.
Picked them up for you.
And you said that you thought jeans only went to a certain size. And
yeah,
It was hard to find a certain waist size with a certain length.
But you know what? As far as jeans that I'm wearing right now, go down a size.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so that's I'm not in that size.
And anyway, you can find them at Eddie Bauer if you go through the the catalog.
Mike, I know you're anti-Eddie Bauer. That's why I got you Wrangler.
Wrangler. I'm Levi. Levi in a smaller size than that.
I could not find. I went into the Levi place.
Oh, I think I got to go again.
Go to Pants Corral?
Exactly where I went. Anyway, I guess I'll have these in case you need them.
Thanks a lot. If I need them, I'll let you know.
I was really going to give them to
you. You know, if you're up in that size in jeans, it might be time for the stretch waistband. Anyway.
I was going to give them to you on the sly and say, hey, over the holidays, you know, if you need.
I hate Wranglers. I hate Wranglers.
Why? Because Brett Favre endorses them.
No, I was raised on Levi's. Anybody that was raised on Levi's doesn't like Wranglers.
I was raised
on
Levi's.
And I tried Lee, too. And Lee is designed for men that don't have balls.
You know what cracked my ass up the other night? When they were the Ravens game? You know when the players introduce each other? They introduce some guy on the Ravens. They introduce him as Buddy Lee.
Buddy Lee.
Do you remember those commercials?
Buddy Lee. What was that for? It was for the jeans.
It was for jeans, and it was like a little, like Bob's big boy guy.
And it was the thing, he never moved, right? They just put him in different positions. Like they'd put him in a NASCAR car.
Right.
I had an aunt who went to China about maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
And one of the things she did is she stocked up on a lot of clothes for her kids because there was a lot of American knockoffs over there. Very cheap. And she bought Lee jean knockoffs, and I swear to God, this is true. The label looked like the Lee Jeans label, but it was R-E-E.
Regine.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go, Joe.
It's good to wear them.
Well, I apologize about the bathroom. I wanted to express my condolences to everybody here.
That's quite the bomb.
Yeah. We are close quarters here. It's like working out of a U-Haul truck. Really is.
The lavatory is 18 inches from the air studio.
I know.
It's a bad design.
Yeah, it's a terrible
convenience,
bathroom.
That's for convenience.
That's right.
Not convenient when this happens.
It's a terrible bathroom. It's a terrible bathroom.
It was made to code because they had to have something that was handicapped available back when surf worked here.
I believe that.
Not surf.
Because we are working in what used to be a classic rock station, it's the ideal situation for a disc jockey that plays records.
Right. Right.
Because the bathroom, could be taking a dump, come out with your pants around your ankles, stand, key the microphone, say,
96 rock plays more music.
Press the button.
Go back.
And literally go back and finish your nice BM.
Yeah, you could. It's that convenient to the air studio.
Joe.
But that was actually the production studio when this was classic rock.
Where we are was the production studio?
Yeah, the third room.
Where you are was the production studio, and then the traffic production was where the bathroom is.
All right, well, you know, you're just confusing the issue, Joe.
But it's still, the air studio was still where Joe sits.
Very close.
Either way.
But still, it's 16
either
feet.
Way.
You mean there was a studio where the toilet is?
No.
There was always a toilet there.
Okay, there was what always a toilet
there. But the air studio used to be down there.
Gotcha.
Because this used to be three townhouses.
Either way, no matter what studio you're in, we have three studios, you are within 20 paces. And I'm telling you, if you're doing like a classic rock thing, and you're the only guy here on a weekend or at night, oh, my God, you got to go to the bathroom?
Oh,
seriously,
absolutely.
It's so close. That is heaven.
You know, when they used to have the old radio station here, and now we're just one of these.
Yes.
We're in a town home style office suite.
Yeah, like a condo.
It's like a condo, but with two floors.
Uh-huh.
Did they have access through the inside to the other places?
Yes, I believe they
took
out a wall to make doors.
Oh, really?
This was always the air studio side.
Yeah.
And then I think the traffic department, which is not like traffic like
commercial
roads, like commercials. That was the desk where you sit at.
Upstairs.
Yeah, and then sales were the next two buildings over.
Sure.
Either way, this building is incredibly
beautiful.
Anal friendly. This place is BM friendly.
It's BM friendly, but we could make that bathroom a little nicer.
Well, in days of old, that was a much smaller bathroom, but when they made this only one building, there had to be one bathroom that was handicap friendly.
Right. We do have the vacuum toilet. Which it's not working all that well.
No,
but
I think it's on its last legs.
But it is a vacuum toilet. When you flush it, I'm talking about, it's got the CO2 cartridge that's in the tank. So when you flush, it goes, which is just fantastic.
That is some of the weakest sucking action.
Yeah,
though.
It's on its last legs. Yeah, I didn't know. Do those things, obviously, they have to be charged up once in a while?
I don't think they do. We never have.
Well, it's on its last legs. It's dying.
Let's look at it.
It's dying.
I'll bust it open.
We need some good sucking action.
Nothing will ever happen
Hello,
here.
Donna
of course
Mike.
Not.
Hello.
I'll call Lockridge.
Hello.
I have a question.
Yeah, hi, honey. What's up?
What is the last day that you're doing the weight loss thing?
You mean the bet?
Huh?
The bet?
Yes.
That would be Christmas, December, probably like the first or second week of December 08.
Mike caved on that already.
Yeah, it's
good. Because Mike isn't losing any weight.
No, I didn't lose any weight. I haven't lost any weight. I already admitted that.
Mike conceded a long time ago.
Bet is off.
Okay, but do you know who this is?
Yes, the woman who wants to put on more weight.
The woman who wants to be
fat. And I have.
No, you know what? You never show up, and we always ask you to come down, and you never show up.
No, you've asked me twice, but I work odd hours.
All right, honey. Yeah. And again, you're the lady who wants to be fat.
Yeah, I actually am gaining more weight.
We don't get that.
Well, I don't want to be fat. I am in a holding pattern, and I am not losing weight.
Wow. I've lost 16 pounds.
That's excellent.
Ta-da.
That's pretty good.
Ta-da. And still, I'm a load.
Yeah, but you're less of a load than I am.
Oh, brother, you think so?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
this
no!
Just we're having a Friday. Oh, my God.
That's from my Wranglers to your Wranglers, Mike.
What did you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? Steak.
As always.
That just sounded funny. Steak!
I mean, I'm serious.
That's normally not, you don't normally get that with a steak lunch. That sounded more like one of your, Uncle Ben's pre-made dinner lunches.
I did not have a steak lunch. I had a steak.
Just a steak.
Just a steak.
Just a steak.
Fresh cooked steak?
From last night.
Reheated it?
No, cold.
Cold?
Cold steak.
That'll affect your colon. That's what that was.
It will not.
Yes, it will.
No, steak is colon friendly.
No, it is not.
I could eat steak all day and never have a problem.
You know what? You're the last person that can lecture anybody on colon health.
I can know what messes me up.
Yeah, but the thing is, steak, cold steak, reheated steak will affect your gas.
Why?
It will.
You know what's a trigger for me? Tomato sauce. Can't have that.
Very acytic.
God.
Can't have tomato sauce.
Do you guys forget we're on the radio sometimes?
But steak, I can eat steak all day.
Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me. I don't want to talk to you.
To no one but you.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
How do you feel?
That's a trigger. Tomato sauce a trigger for me.
Well, he's the one who brought up the fact that cold steak is bad, and the temperature of the steak wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I am telling you, steak can cause gas. Steak can cause gas like anything. It's not just broccoli. It's a lot of other things that
can
cause gas.
What if you reheat it? Is it better if it's reheated?
No, I think that the day after, there are probably more bacteria things going on in the piece of meat, and that would probably cause greater fermentation in the colonic tract.
Well, just don't put tomato sauce on it.
I know, it's a trigger for you.
This all started because I had to do some business during the commercial break.
Right.
TCB, baby.
And I'm sorry that I did.
TCBM, baby.
I'd like a padded seat in there. I really would. No, I'd just like
a mink seat.
No, I'd like, you know what? You know what I'd like? What? Seriously. The only thing I'd like in that bathroom would be hot water and plenty of it.
We've got a hot water heater that's the size of a pack of index cards.
Would you agree that the hot water we have in there is not really hot water?
Tepid.
No, and now it's the worst of all because it's cold outside.
Again, we're on the radio.
What?
I'm just supporting Mr. O'Mara.
There you go.
Thank you.
Support him in the other room.
Jesus.
I don't want to go into that room.
No, you don't.
I didn't need any support. I was all on my own.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.